You know what I want? All I want, Samantha, is I want for me and you to find a way to wow the world and elevate Angel Food Cake. Can we do that? How do you feel about that?
I feel okay about it.
Like, just okay? Like, that's kind of how... You're the problem. That's my problem.
No, there's I'm not.
No, yes,
no, I'm
there's
not.
I did not hear joy only... or love.
You know what? Just because you love it doesn't mean I have to love it.
Okay,
I don't have to love it. It's
God's reason to use whipped cream. Unexpectedly.
It's God's reason.
Unexpectedly.
Yes, okay. Or is it Lisa's reason to use globs and globs of whipped cream? Hi.
Not globs and globs. Not
let
globs.
Me guess. Strawberry sauce is making a comeback in this scenario.
Just the strawberries. But you also could use raspberries.
Blueberries.
You could use blueberries. You could use bumbleberry, whatever the hell that guy is.
Bumbleberry.
It's a berry. It's real. They sometimes throw it in the berries by others. They sometimes throw in a bumbleberry, right? Or a blackberry.
I think it's a blackberry.
No, nope. There's a bumble. I'm going to prove it.
No.
I want bumbleberry. I want bumbleberry. I want bumbleberry angel food cake. Oh,
okay.
Bumbleberries on my angel food cake. All I'm saying is that angel food cake does not get the respect it deserves.
I think it's funny that any time that you haven't had a dessert for a really long time, it all of a sudden becomes the category of nobody gives it any respect. It got
right.
No respect.
It gets no respect. We can quote Rodney Dangerfield. It gets no respect. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. It's time. It's 2023. It's time to bring back the love for angel food.
Well, it is low fat, so that should just, you know, make everyone happy.
It's like diet deliciousness.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, you're wrong. You're totally...
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I just Googled it. Look in the phone right there. Bumbleberries. This is what a bumbleberry is. You ready? Bumbleberries are a mixture of all your favorite berries. That's the bumbleberry.
That's not realistic.
That's what it says on the Google right there.
Yes, because why would Google be wrong?
Synonymous with mixed berries. Turns out that becomes the bumbleberry.
So it's a pie.
It's a, you can have,
with
yes,
all the
can,
berries in it.
That's called bumbleberry pie.
But it's not an actual fruit.
It's all the fruits combined called bumbleberry. I Googled what? Listen.
Listen. It's not. A strawberry didn't make
right
out with
there.
A raspberry, then made out with a blueberry, then made out with a blackberry, and it became a bumbleberry. That's
then,
not how no. the evolution of fruit works.
What it is it's actually, it's a gangbang of berries. That's what it is.
Don't do that when I'm taking a sip of water.
It's a total gangbang of berries.
No, don't say that again.
Okay, sorry. That's what it is. It's a mixture. It's a cesspool of berries.
It's a cesspool, because that's a better word. Right?
And then put them all together and they become a bumbleberry.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Yes.
So there you go. Hi, friends of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
We just needed to settle that argument, right? And as usual, Lisa was right and Samantha was wrong.
I think you're still wrong, but that's okay.
No, I'm not so wrong. I'm not so
no,
wrong
No, I think
at
you're
all.
Wrong. It's okay,
really?
But I'm okay with, you know, letting you live in that weird, strange, colored world that you live in.
Just Google bumbleberries. You can make a bumbleberry pie. It looks delicious because it's all the berries.
It's every berry.
That's what we need. Like, we should do that for like chocolate bars. Get a mixture of chocolate bars and call it something.
You're gonna,
I don't know. I don't have a name.
I can't even say the word because it's disgusting. I can't
don't
believe you said
the word.
That.
I did
I'm
say
not
it.
I'm gonna say it.
It made you almost spit your drink out, which was kind of funny, actually. Which was kind of funny. Kind of funny. Samantha, how's your week been? How's your week?
It's been good.
It's hot.
Yeah, and I'm kind of choked that on the day that it decides to be nice, it's my day of work.
Your day of work, right? On the nice days, right? That's what happens, right? It's hot. It's hot like hell.
It's not that hot today, though.
Well, yesterday and the day before, hot like hell.
It is a little hot like hell.
Yeah, right? It's sticky. You know, there's going to be a storm.
Oh.
Right, we're getting into the evening now, which means there's a potential for a sleep-altering storm.
Oh, a banger.
Oh, I hate that, right? And then the power could go out, and then you don't have your fan, and you don't have your clock radio, and you don't have
so many concerns. You have so many concerns.
That I might as well sleep with one eye open.
Have you ever tried living in the moment, Lisa, and not worrying about what may or may not happen?
Nope. You know what I said to my friends at work the other day? There was something going on at work, and there was change. There's something had changed. And I said to my boss, I said, I have to be just perfectly honest with you. You never asked me how I dealt with change when you interviewed me, and you probably should have. I said, because I hate change. I hate it, hate it, I hate it. I said, unless it's change that I institute, I've started the change, then I'm fine. I hate forced change.
Uh-huh. You right? Totally do.
Yeah. So when Mother Nature, she's kind of forced change to me.
Uh-huh.
So I don't like that, right? Don't start off sunny to change and become.
But you do.
What?
You do. Okay. You do understand that by over obsessing about it, you actually do not make. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't actually change the change. It kind of keeps it going. Whatever's going to happen was always going to happen.
Yeah.
Fate, kismet, karma in a way.
Sure. But if I don't, then I'm just rolling over and playing dead.
No, you're not.
And that's not how I play this game.
Just, Lisa, live in the moment.
I'm not living in the moment.
Be one with the moment.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be one with the moment just because you say I should be one with the moment. You got no proof. You don't even believe there's a bumbleberry.
There isn't.
Yeah, it's called fruit cocktail, apparently.
That's a mixture of fruit that isn't an actual that is not an actual fruit you pick.
It is called bumbleberry. Okay, we can't keep talking about bumbleberry.
Oh my God.
Like, you just stop. How about you stop it?
You stop.
How about, right?
Oh.
Miss dishing out her critiques. Stop it. That's what I'm going
to say. You asked a question. I answered honestly. I don't know how else to do that.
No, I asked a question. You misinterpreted my question. No, and you answered a little bit rudely, actually. A little bit rudely. I thought that was a little rude.
No, I just called you a talker.
I don't even remember what the question was now. I just know that whatever you said, I was like, nope, that was not what I was meaning.
And if you don't want the truth, then don't ask me a question.
I did not ask for the truth that you gave. So how about work on that?
So basically when you ask a question, you don't want the truth regardless of what the question is?
What I want is I want to have an intellectual conversation with my best friend who understands the question. That's where it all derailed, Samantha, was right there.
No, I totally understood the question. I chose to answer it in a certain way.
But you answered it not the right way.
No, so there is no wrong or right way. It is how I felt I needed to answer that question.
Well, that's where the problem comes in, right? Because how you felt you needed to answer it was wrong. So I'm just saying.
Nope. Yeah. I'm sticking with it.
That's fine. I'll stick to what I think. You stick to what you think. That's what makes us oil and water.
Right? Pretty much. Right. Eh?
That's exactly what makes us clash. Okay. Oh. I want to share this with you. This was the weirdest thing today. Okay. So I'm walking down the hall at the hospital and all of a sudden out of nowhere, I had this really crazy thought. So I want to share it with you. Okay. Crazy thought was, first off, let me give you a little bit of background. I believe that there's something after this life. No, I'm not getting all preachy and all religious-y, but I believe there's something after this life, right? And then I started thinking, let's just pretend, and this is all in my walk, all in my crazy mind, right? Okay, Lisa, let's just pretend that it's your time. And God sends you a memo that says, now that it's your time, Lisa, you're allowed to bring 3 comfort items with you. I feel he talks like this. You can bring 3 comfort items with you. Okay. It's my time. I'm going to meet God. I can take 3 comfort items with me. What comfort items?
I remember what I said. I remember what I said to you now.
What did you say? I get long-winded.
You asked me if you were too narrative, and I said, you mean long-winded?
And I said, nope, that's not what I'm talking about. Anyways, I don't think you should interrupt when I'm talking about God.
I felt the spirit come to me, and he said, you need to tell her it's long-winded.
Reject, remind her what it is. But that's my question to you. Okay, fine. That's my question to you. What 3 comfort things would you take on your final journey.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
All just my, on my walk back to my office.
My comfy blanket.
You think, my favorite. You think heaven's not like, doesn't have like room control temperature?
No, I want my favorite blanket.
Okay.
Because it's the comfort.
True. Okay.
My favorite comfy outfit.
Oh.
And I think I would want an option to bring lots of books.
Lots of books because they bring you comfort.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey? And you're sure about that comfy outfit? Like you're up there in heaven.
Yeah.
The whole world from before and the world from before that and the world from before that is going to see you. You want that? I know. I think I know your comfy outfit.
I'm good.
You feel fine? Mm-hmm. I'm taking my phone.
Of course. Even though it don't work in heaven.
I believe God has Wi-Fi. He just sent me a meme or a memo telling me that it's my time. I believe he has Wi-Fi. He's able to get the message to me, right? So I'm going to take my phone. I'm going to take, I'm probably going to take fake cat Maggie.
Why are you taking your fake cat Maggie?
She brings me comfort. Oh, so why are you taking a blanket?
Because it brings me comfort.
Right. Same thing. I don't know if I have a third unless I can take a food item. Then I'm taking.
Why would you take? Then but I'm are taking, you eating in heaven? Is that what they do in heaven?
Yeah. Like in my view of heaven, heaven is like the promenade deck on the Love Boat. That's my view of heaven. So it's an endless buffet of goodies.
So why are you bringing food then?
Well, because I don't know if they serve hot dogs.
I'm pretty sure if you're in heaven, poof, you're a hot dog.
Nice. Okay. Then I think I'm only taking two things. I don't think I have a third thing I want to take. Maybe my watch because I like to know the time.
You, oh my God.
Right?
If you don't have a clock.
Right. I'd be crazy. I'd go crazy in heaven. I'd go postal in heaven.
You would go postal.
And I think God would not be too happy with that.
Nope.
Right?
So nope.
That's all. That all went through my mind in like a 3-minute walk to my office today.
Makes me wonder like why exercise makes that happen for
you. I don't
you.
Know. Right? I don't know. Because you know how I feel about exercise, right? It's punishment. Makes me think I'm only doing this because I almost met my maker.
Uh-huh.
Must be some sort of connection that way, I guess.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, Lisa. But you know what I do know?
Tell me.
Oddly enough, you had a crazy thought that passed through your brain. Mm-hmm. I too had a phrase for some reason.
Shut the front door.
No. I had a phrase that came into my head and it was hell bent for leather.
I've never heard that phrase.
Right? And I'm like, where did that come from?
You just made that up in your head?
No, I didn't. I'm sure it's a phrase that people I've heard before somewhere. It's like old. I'm sure it's old because I'm old.
Right.
But it's like hell bent for leather. And I think that means like if someone is in a hurry or somebody's speeding or something, it's like hell bent for leather. And I'm like, what's up with that phrase? Like, why did I all of a sudden did that pop into
like
my
what,
head?
Like, what about like in a hurry and leather? Like, where does, I don't understand the connection.
I don't know. Like,
right, like leather, you've comes never from heard a of, cow. Cow's not fast.
No, but like hell bent for leather. No. I don't know.
I've heard hell bent and I've heard of leather.
Yeah.
I've never heard them as a phrase. Interesting.
Oh, okay. Maybe friends of the podcast, if you have heard hell bent for leather, can you please let me know the origin? Because all of a sudden, boom, it was in my head. And I'm like, that's an odd thing for me to think
that's
about.
That's kind of funny. You know, but you are always like you always know phrases, right? You're a phrase girl.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, funny. That's a new scratch lottery ticket. Do you know how many times in a day I hear that? Oh, can I get the $2 winner, winner, chicken dinner? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They'll point. I'll take that one. The winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yeah. Right.
Oh, I love it.
Take a gun and I shoot love me. That. Take a gun and yes. shoot me. Right.
It's perfect. It's like so. It's like karma's biting you.
It's
in
like
the
nails
ass.
On the chalkboard for me. Like lame ass yep. phrases are like nails on a chalkboard. Right. I don't cope well, Samantha.
No, you do well. Not.
Hey. I need to be serious. I got to get this off my chest now. I'm talking some okay. serious shit. So on Sunday, out of the blue, Mike Gibson says, hey, do you feel like McDonald's for supper? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I do. Right? Because he never ever just says those magical words, right? So yeah, I do. So He decides he has a couple things to do, so he's going to bring it home. So he gets himself the grand Big Mac. I get a Big Mac because I love a Big Mac. And then I'm like, oh my God, they have those new nuggets. I want to try the new nuggets with the spicy Thai sauce. Sounds so good, right? And I love spicy Thai. Okay, no problem. Comes home, unpack the bag. There's no fucking sauce.
Did he even ask for the sauce?
He didn't check the bag because why should he have to? It's not his job. But
did he order the... Let's go back one step further. Did he ask for the Thai chili sauce?
Yeah, and it was on the receipt.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he didn't get them, right?
So whose fault is it? Theirs for forgetting it or him for not looking in the bag?
Theirs, because it's not his job or anybody's job. Dear McDonald's, I don't work for you. You don't pay me. I don't think I should have to follow up to make sure you are doing your job properly. Right? I should be able to, right? They are the drive-through experts. The people, however many people are working in that area are the drive-through kings and queens. I should not have to check their work. I should not have to.
All right. Okay.
Drove me crazy. So what did I get? Just McNuggets. No sauce.
And And so you're never going to do that again, are you?
No, right? And do you know how much chicken McNuggets, 10 chicken McNuggets now are $12.
Oh, God.
Dear McDonald's, I don't make enough money to get a 10-pack of McNuggets now. Thank you. Thank you. What once was a pleasurable trip, a pleasurable experience. I love McDonald's. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm loving it. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm not loving it, actually. Right?
Do you remember when we bought, was it a 20-pack of McNuggets?
God, I couldn't even afford that for the road. Now.
Was it, where were we going that we felt we needed a 20-pack?
Probably Meadow Lake or something.
Probably something right? like that.
Yeah.
like we were just insane. We're like, 20-pack of McNuggets.
Right? Dollar, dollar, dollar. That's back when you didn't have to, you know, go in debt with lose your first month's rent because of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So crazy, right? So crazy.
I wonder what they're going to do to, like, I don't know, put filler in there so they don't actually have to use a chicken.
Well, I already think there's not much chicken.
Ugh.
Right? I'm sure that it's a powder. Mm-hmm.
You just eat you eat McNuggets just for the sauce. So let's be real. That's the real thing that pissed you off?
Yeah, there's no sauce.
The sauce wasn't there.
Yeah, I was curious to try the sauce, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I've been, bear with me, I have been researching.
Oh my goodness.
My flowy wardrobe.
Really?
Because, yes, I'm emerging like a butterfly. I'm transitioning.
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away.
Into my new flowy wardrobe.
Why are you head first into this?
I think I'm just ready. I'm ready to like enjoy a flowy pant, a flowy shirt.
Okay, Samantha.
I feel like in the winter, this will not be the best choice.
No.
Because, you know, our winters are more like 5 layers of clothing.
Well, and you love a sweater. And you love a sweater.
I do love a sweater, but I could probably find a flowy sweater.
You think there's such thing as a flowy sweater?
I feel like there could be. Really? I feel like there could be. But I'm getting a
poncho.
I could be a poncho.
Maybe you're going to be a poncho lady.
I could be a poncho lady. I think I'd be very attractive. And then I'm going to wear statement bracelets. Big, chunky statement bracelets. It's happening. It's totally going to happen.
Oh, my God. Now. And then if you just take those back from what I remember, the pink foamy curlers, put them in your hair at night, totally will look like Helen Roper. Right? You will totally be Helen Roper.
I'm not doing that, but I'm entering my flowy clothing years.
Okay. You're gonna own it.
Of course. Right? I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna capture it because I don't need to be like everybody else.
No, right? You like to go to the beat of your own drummer.
Well, you know.
I feel your Harry Carey glasses will fit into your new Sam.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Right. Just build upon one thing and it all comes together.
Well, fair enough. Because guess what? I too made a bit of an age life cycle change over the weekend. I officially have entered my Skecher years. I went and bought a pair of Skechers. The type that don't do up. The type, the slip-ins.
Oh, you bought slip-ons.
The ones, but they look like they have laces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Not like a total slip-on. I know, right? And they're really, actually, they're pretty cool. Pretty cool looking.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So where did you happen to purchase those
at
ones, Lisa?
Skecher Outlet.
Oh, fancy.
Right?
Fancy.
Yep, because Mike saw me struggling with my shoes, and he's like, you need Skechers. I'm like, he's like, it's time. they are as light as a feather.
Oh.
They are so light. Like, that's I almost lovely. Thought I just was sold an empty box.
Well, I don't think I'm at my Skecher years quite yet.
No.
No, but I think, you know, I might be more of a slip-on shoe.
I think you're definitely going to be a slip-on shoe, Samantha.
I just got to find something to go with my flowy wardrobe.
You'll do it. Okay, here's something really cool. So you know how I'm a back sleeper, right? But I sleep a little bit elevated.
Yes.
So I lie on my back, propped up a little bit. Not like a full prop, but like kind of like a semi, like a slouchy chair type of thing. Like a beach, like a lounger kind of. That's how I like to sleep, right? Uh-huh. So I wake up, I'm in my pajama bottom shorts and a tank top, right? Because it's hot. I look down and I'm like, you know what? This is the best view of me from like the neck down because I look totally skinny. I have a knockout body laying down slightly elevated. There's no ripples. It is just flat like a washboard. Legs are good anyways, right? Yeah. I don't know where my fat belly goes. It disappears when I lie like that.
And it slides to the side, Lisa. Slides to the side.
Every morning I just admire me.
Of course you do.
I just lie in awe of me. And all I think is, it's a horrific view from the neck up because if everything slides to the side, so does my fat face, right? No matter how much weight I ever lose, I always have a fat face, right? Gives it away. But that is like you automatically look skinny.
But you do realize like, because when you're laying down, your boobs are also off to the side.
Yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about perkiness or anything. Right? I'm just talking about like right down the front of you, the immediate front. Flat.
Just flat.
Flat like a road.
Like a road.
Flat
got
like
it.
A road, right? Mm-hmm. Try it. You're going to be like, ooh, look at me rocking this fake body. Where'd this come from overnight? And then you sit up and it's all reality again, right? It all comes flooding back. Oh, right. There it is.
Right? Yeah. And then it's like, oh, yeah, the struggle to put my pants on.
Right.
Will they fit today?
Right.
Did I have too many donuts the other day? Like,
I tell you, you know what the key is? I know what the key is. And we can't do it because it's not acceptable in public. The key is to go commando.
No.
I know. You can't do it. You can't do it because it's the wrong thing to do. Listen,
no,
I'm agreeing.
I'm never doing that.
I'm not telling you
to. I'm never doing that.
Listen, use your listening ear, Samantha. I'm saying it's not the right thing to do. Not N-O-T. It's not the right thing to do. However, let's just think about it for a minute. When our pants feel too tight, that's not us. That's your panties. They're taking up another layer. Layer.
No offense, but I don't need, like, nobody needs to endure the pain that would be if you're wearing pants with zippers of catching your short hairs in a zipper. Well, like, nobody needs that kind of pain.
Okay, but where a zipper goes, I don't think that's where your short hairs go. It's not 1970, right? Like, the bush isn't growing up your belly.
I don't know what
your zipper looks like or your belly.
I'm just saying, like, I just don't feel like anyone should go commando. That's just not necessary.
What about commando?
Your pants are gonna smell because your body odor is all over your pants.
For sure. That's definitely a one and done outfit, right?
Right.
What about,
like, that's
what about commando with elastic waist?
No. No.
I'm just saying. That's what takes up the extra layer.
Have you seen a man in a pair of sweats?
Yeah, but
that doesn't have any underwear on.
I'm sorry.
It is a bloink, bloink, bloink. Do you bloink from side to side?
I've never.
Nobody needs that either.
I've never noticed your penis or your balls before. I feel confident that that doesn't apply
no,
to you.
No, I'm just talking about a man wearing a pair of sweats. I'm not like, saying, that's just nasty.
Yeah, men should, well, first off, do they need to wear sweats? That's just me. Haters gonna hate. And do they, like, yes, men shouldn't be. I'm just talking about women.
Okay, but I'm just thinking people going commando in general.
Oh, okay, you're doing the general.
It's just not necessary. Mm. It's just not necessary.
Just a simple conversation about, you know why your button feels a little bit tight? It's because your panties, they take up extra, it's extra fabric in there.
Yeah, that smidge of, right? Of a millisecond or millimeter, right? Or whatever it is. Yeah,
and
you
when
know,
and when we get really old and when we get old and we wear the silky ones, still too tight. Still too tight. Still adding too much, right?
Oh, God.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I can't with you.
Okay.
But I might be able to help you out because I think if you're feeling like you have gained some weight, Lisa,
yeah,
I'm going to let you know that the 1970s cottage cheese trend is back on track.
Okay.
But remember when our 70s smoking, tab drinking moms would need to go on a diet. What did they eat, Lisa?
Oh, cottage cheese.
Melba toast and pineapple.
Yeah, and if they were at a restaurant, they would have the fruit platter with the cottage cheese, please.
With the cottage cheese.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So, I don't eat cottage cheese because it's an ugly food.
But it's actually not a bad food.
I'm not eating it. It's ugly. I can't eat ugly.
I can't eat ugly. Okay, but it's all the rage all over the TikTok.
I know,
right?
It is,
they're
right?
Doing cottage cheese dips. They're doing cottage cheese hot dips. They're doing cottage cheese pizzas.
Really?
And they're mixing it with mustard and it's mixing it with like nutritional yeast and it's a queso dip and they're doing all the stuff. And all I thought was guys, cottage cheese, not new.
Not that, no.
You can't. Pull one over on the Gen X generation.
No.
We grew up with a 70s mom.
Right, who loved the cottage cheese.
Who already tested that out.
Yeah. And two thumbs up to the Melba toast. Right? A little bit of butter on that Melba toast. Perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Kicked bread's ass every time as a kid.
I don't want
bread,
cheese.
But I'll have Melba toast. Yeah. Yeah. So dear, the 70s are calling. They want their cottage cheese back. Right?
Everybody's so excited. And I'm like, it's not new.
Not new. Been there.
Not new.
Been there, done that.
I've been eating cottage cheese for a really long time.
I've never eaten cottage cheese.
But I do have something new for people because I'm never going to do a TikTok because I don't make lasagna, but my mother does. My mother puts cottage cheese in her lasagna and it's delightful.
Oh, I've heard that before.
So people, if you want to do something else with your cottage cheese, go old school and put it in your lasagna.
Ew, no. I'm almost allergic to cottage cheese.
No, you're not.
Yeah, right. Like, so there's mushrooms, there's honey, cottage cheese, it's on the fence. Right? Sulfa and penicillin. Those are my five allergies. Right?
All right.
All right. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. But maybe you'll be allergic to these mustard Skittles.
I'm not eating that.
Yeah, apparently they're coming out because there's like a big, huge, you know, we've seen ketchup and mustard stuff everywhere for how long now,
yeah,
right?
It's been a long time.
And everyone's on the mustard thing. They're throwing it into everything and cottage cheese and all that. But now apparently there's a mustard Skittle.
No, I prefer my mustard as a condiment only, right? Like it needs to just stay on. My mustard needs to go on stuff, not be
but
in stuff.
I mean, eventually, well, and we saw at the Stampede, they had mustard ice cream.
Right? HHG's kid ate it.
Ugh.
She said it wasn't mustardy enough.
What's that?
How do you have not mustardy enough mustard ice cream when ice cream shouldn't even have mustard in it? Riddle me that, would you?
Riddle me that. But you know what? There's also sad news.
Oh.
Sinead O'Connor passed away.
Right? Totally.
You know,
stopped.
She's only 50.
Yeah. 56.
She's only 56.
Totally stopped me in my tracks today. Right? She's had some struggles. She's had a lot of struggles.
Yeah, she has.
And I don't know. I don't think they've released. They haven't said much about it.
Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, her son died a few years ago. He committed suicide, right? So I don't know. I mean, I don't think that there's a happy ending in any of this. But maybe the positive is that maybe she's in peace with her son now. I don't know. But Sinead O'Connor was a big part of my of our 80s, 90s generation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right? Like,
she was.
Nothing Compares to You. And my favorite Sinead O'Connor song is Emperor's New Clothes.
Oh, really?
I love that one. It's just fun, right? It's kind of kind of dancey. So yeah, that was sad, right? You'd like to think that oh, I don't know. I don't know enough about it to really say, but I feel bad for people because there's so much help out there, and it's just, there's such an ugly stigma attached. I wish, you know what I want? You know what? I shake my head at stigmas. End the stigmas, people. Right?
I agree.
On everything. From whether you dye your hair, whether you're overweight, whether you're underweight, end the stigmas. That's what's causing our mental health issues, right? Is that there's so many stigmas. And I just think that this is just another sad, sad, sad story, right? It's just, it's sad, right? But
I agree.
But she has great music, and I'll probably put her in my ears at some point in the next day or two and remember how fantastic she was.
I think we all should.
And she was controversial. Remember, she ripped up that picture of the Pope.
Oh, that's right. Right? Yeah.
That was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. That was kind of.
She was a little bit of a rebel.
She was. So rest in peace, Sinead O'Connor. Okay. So you know how, like, last week we talked about Walt Disney and how he taught me how to read. So I went down a little bit of an old childhood cartoon rabbit hole. And I noticed, oh, dear Walt Disney. And nobody touches him with a 10-foot pole, I don't think. There's some racist overtones in his books.
Yeah, but that's because it's old, hey?
I know, but why? Like, okay, I know. I know it's because it's old.
It's back in the day.
However, the big thing is that, right, is that we're supposed to teach people better. But you never hear Walt Disney being mentioned in any of that. No. There's a book called, you ready for this? I'm going to say it because I didn't write it. The Tar Baby.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really bad, hey?
What's, oh?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's really bad. It's really, really bad. It's a, there's a record book. It's a read-along book.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I don't remember. I never had the Tar Baby, but I'm like, oh, that's like horrible.
That is horrible.
And then I thought, you know what? I think we need to educate people on because Walt Disney's done so many fantastic things. I feel we need to educate people on, you know what? Even though there was different times and, you know, we know better, so we do better, blah, 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 right? But that he necessarily fell in. He wasn't exempt from falling into some of these traps either.
True.
Right?
He's not perfect.
He's not perfect.
And I mean, just because parks have been, you know,
yeah,
created from his vision.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean
no
that he has not. That no. He has done everything right.
No, and I'm not saying that he's racist either. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about him. So, right, because I don't research and stuff like that. I just take what I see and I run with it. But you know, but I was a little bit shocked in that rabbit hole with them. That's all.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. It's not good.
That's not good.
Just like, I don't know if any of them are good, right? Like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, not good now. Not good. Right? It's not good now.
The Evil Witch.
Right? The Aristocrats, that whole thing is not good. And how they're all portrayed, that's not good. It's not good, right? You know, like there's a lot of not good.
Yeah, there's a lot of not good.
Right? And I get, you take it with a grain of salt and it doesn't seem like it's not good. But there's some not good.
Oh, well, that's just like the lullabies and
the nursery rhymes. Not good.
The
not
nursery
good,
rhymes, right? Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like your Rockabye Baby, right? When the bell breaks, the baby will drop or will fall or something.
Will fall.
Right? And like what, like Jack and Jill went up the hill, right? Like not good. London Bridges about the plague, not good.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes I just, yeah, like sometimes when I see stuff, I'm just like, oh, not good. Again, you're just kind of, not good, not good. It's like you're reading a dirty magazine. Get off this site. It seems bad. It seems wrong. It just seems wrong.
It does seem wrong.
It just seems wrong to spend too much time there.
You're just reading it. You're just trying to, like, you know, figure out what it's talking about. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God.
It seems wrong to spend too much time there.
And that's the thing. And now you feel bad and you feel guilty.
Because
you've even looked at it or read it or watched it.
Pondered it. it, yeah. thought about it, yeah. spent time there, right? It's a lot. It's a, like a lot like the porn would be, I think.
Oh, my right? God. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know that. I'm not maybe. A porn girl, but I don't know that, right? It just okay. it just seems bad. It seems wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it just seems wrong.
Well, there's some other things that may seem wrong.
Okay.
Apparently, Twitter is now called X.
I don't get that either.
Yeah, apparently that your desktop would have changed to X. But I don't know if your phone app, your Twitter app,
I don't
app
think my
would
phone, I don't think my phone yet. Has changed. No.
No. But apparently that's what Elon has been up to. He's decided to change Twitter to a letter again. And because apparently that's who he is.
I thought the whole thing was that it was Twitter and the little bird tweeted.
Yeah. No. Now it's X. Okay. I don't know. Is it X marks the spot?
I don't know.
Weird. I don't know. So, and it was funny because in our Facebook, in my Facebook feed yeah. came Jessica Kupferman, who oh, yeah. we know from She Podcast.
Right.
And she asked, is it now Xing? Is it re-Xing? Is it the X or is it just X?
What,
and I'm like,
what is
very
it?
Good points.
Right.
Very excellent points, yeah. Jessica.
Yeah, very totally. I feel Elon Musk, you owe us some answers.
Well, it's like, you can you just let us know what you're doing?
Like, what the fuck is it? Why did you have to change it if it's still the same thing? It's like the threads. Yeah. It's like the threads, right? We're on the Instagram. The app comes up saying, join the threads. So we join uh-huh. the threads, which looks just like the Instagram.
Right.
I don't get what's with the threads either. Right? What's with the threads?
I don't get what's with the threads either.
Like, can't we just be happy with can't we just be happy with what we had? Right?
No.
Leave it at the TikTok and go? No, apparently not.
Apparently leave not, it at Samantha, the TikTok right? and go.
Right? Leave it at the TikTok is the last one and go. Take it and go. That's what I think. Okay. This was something I kind of read about this. And like, and when I say read, I meant like in an article on my phone. And it got me thinking, right? I feel that we may as a society have crossed a fine line with the names we give our pets, right? Do we need to give our pets real people names?
Like Fred.
Right. Like my dad had a dog named Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Like now we're naming pets real names. I have a, like, right. Like we're naming pets real names. And I feel like, you know how, like we had a podcast a while back where we talked about how pets almost get treated just like they're your kids.
People do treat them like their kids.
Because they're calling them their kids' names. Right? Like Muffin didn't get treated like a kid. Muffin knew her boundaries. Muffin knew she was a dog. She was loved, but she was a dog.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, my...
Pixie.
My
first, Pixie.
Yeah, Mom and Dad's dog right now is called Pixie. Then there was an Abby, and we had a Jessie.
Right, two real names.
Yeah.
Right?
They were treated like dogs, though.
I know, but why do we have to name pets real people?
I don't think it's the name. I'm going to disagree with you.
You are.
I am going to disagree with you. I don't think it's just the fact that somebody's called them a person's name.
Like, so if I've bought a new cat and I called her Samantha, you'd be like, not what's with the name? You wouldn't be like, what's with
the
name?
I think it was odd that you're calling your pet Sam. I think that would be odd, but I've encountered that before.
Any weirder than Jesse?
But that doesn't mean they treat the cat any differently than they would treat
that.
A cat.
What I'm saying is,
with a different name,
could it lead to a slippery slope? Could there be some
no,
confusion?
No, because I think people who don't have children but have pets
yeah.
are going to pay more attention to their pets.
Right.
If a family has children and pets, yeah. pets get treated like pets regardless of the name. I think you're going overboard with this, and I think you just don't like people who call their pets Fred.
I don't. I want pets to have pet names.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
What's a pet name then? Please give an example to the crowd.
Muffin.
Besides Muffin.
Pixie.
Besides Pixie.
Okay, the HHG's dog, Checkers. That's a pet one. Name, right? Checkers.
Uh-huh.
Right? I don't know lots of pets. Right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
So what other names should people name their pets other than names?
Anything other than names is what I'd go with.
So should we call them like a box of cereal? Should we call them a cookie?
I guess, you know, what
would should be... we call them Oreo?
Okay, like I always say, if I ever need a seeing eye dog, his name is going to be either Puddles or Noodles.
Why are you naming your dog a puddle or a noodle?
Because I don't want to name him Zach or Ryan. Right? Because that seems weird to me. Right?
But I think you would have way more respect if you said, Zach, come over here. Puddles, come over here.
No, like, no.
Who are we taking more seriously? Zach or Puddles? No,
Zach, I'm looking for a little young man. Where's Zach? Right? Puddles, I'm looking for something that would resemble a pet.
A puddle?
Petals. Puddles.
They're going to resemble water?
Or noodles.
Noodles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Why don't you just name it hot dog?
I could do that too. Just hot dog.
You can. Let's name it Katie.
Oh yeah. I'd be fine. Katie. Well, it's kind of. I would go craft dinner. I'm just saying. I don't like the dog. Why do you got to do this? Why do you got to be like this?
Because I think you're wrong. I think people are allowed to name their pets whatever the hell they want. Mm. And I think it's only you who has a bit of a hang up about human names.
Well, let me have it then, please.
I mean, let's be serious. They're naming their kids by fruit. There's apple.
Yeah. And we right? think, and we think that's weird.
Yes. But people name their kids fruit or a bird or whatever they come across.
Yeah. And people comment and think that that's weird. So when you don't know, so when you name your dog a person name, I think that that's weird. Same type of thing.
Come here, Zachary.
Weird, right? Here, Zach, 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 Zach. Here, Zach. Weird, right? Just weird.
Come here, Puddles.
But right, better, right? And here comes Puddles. Here comes Puddles, right?
Nope, I don't think so.
I think so.
Nope, I don't think so.
All right, we better move on. We're not going to agree.
No, we're not going to agree because I don't agree with you.
I don't know if we're going to agree on this. I don't know how to take this. I don't know. I just know what I read and I feel we needed to bring it up.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Jason Aldean.
Oh, people are hot about this hot one.
Unlearned 16 did a whole podcast on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she went line by line by line by line.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So the song, Try It in a Small Town. Right? It's yeah. being pulled off the radios. People find it offensive and people find it racist. Is it?
Yep.
You find it's racist?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know enough about the song.
I don't know.
I've seen snippets of it on TikTok and people have given their opinions. And
I feel it's 50-50. I feel like I hear lots for it's not and I hear lots for it is.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel I don't have an opinion because I don't really know the song.
I don't know the song either. I've only heard snippets of it. Yeah. I think people really got a little bit choked about the video.
Right.
Because he uses an area news where footage.
Right.
Well, he uses news footage from the different riots that happened.
Yeah, and then he was filming outside of a building where there was a lynching.
Yes.
Right. Not good.
That really
not good. That,
yeah. Yeah.
Right. Dear Jason Aldean, that's not good. It's not good.
No.
Right?
No.
But I also kind of get the message of the small town message. I grew up in a small town and small towns mm-hmm. very protective of each other. They yeah. really do. Like some parts of that I could see being true, right? Like they really do take matters into their own hands in a small town. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, it's not always good.
No.
Right? So I don't know.
There can be. I don't know.
Friends of the podcast, weigh in on this one.
Yeah, because I think people, it's I guess it depends on how you see it, and this is just the world's attempt to squash his
creativity, freedom of speech.
Well, his freedom of speech, yeah. right? Isn't that the gist of North America or yeah. America is that you totally. Know you're allowed to say what you want to say?
And, totally. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of touchy.
What did Unlearned 16 say about it?
Feels it's racist, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get through her whole podcast, but felt that you can't distinguish being from a small town should have nothing to do with how you would handle a situation. Mm-hmm. Right. I think she was not happy.
No. Yeah. And that's,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like I said, I don't know either, right? I was just curious to see what people think.
I know.
Right? I don't want to touch it.
No, neither do I.
I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch it. No, 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 no. Don't touch.
Not good. Other people making lots of judgments. Nobody else needs to weigh in.
No, just like I feel I should not have touched the whole dogs and their names. Don't touch. Don't touch, Lisa.
Don't touch.
Don't touch.
Lisa, right? Don't touch. It's not your place to decide what someone else is going to call their pet.
Right. And your comment about me being too long-winded. You know what? You should don't touch, too. Don't touch, Samantha. Don't touch. How about that? How about some of that, right?
Yeah. Okay. But speaking about back in the day, remember when we were young and all that kind of fun stuff when we were just starting out with our new jobs? Mm-hmm. Did you know that back in the day, workplaces had hair policies?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like for men and stuff, they definitely did. Samantha, I think the policies, like, okay, think back to when we worked at Pennington's, right? You couldn't have a visible tattoo.
Oh, that's right.
You couldn't have anything other than piercings in your ears.
Right? Because they didn't allow nose piercings.
No, nothing like that. And that's like only in the 2000s, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know. Yeah, and
that's true.
Yeah. Remember, we had one girl who worked with us? She came to work with pink hair.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, hi. No, you're going to have to dye that back blonde because you can't have pink hair. I'm sure that's a no-no. Mm-mm.
And now people can show their tattoos and have piercings wherever they want, right? And dye their hair whatever they like. And frankly, I think that's for the better because it's just showing off your personality and your individuality, and you can do whatever you want with your hair. As long as you come presentable to work,
you're
good to go.
I think, you know what I think it is too, is I think as long as you come presentable to work, but I think that it takes away, society used to judge people solely based on their appearance, right? So now we're saying we're not going to judge you on your appearance, right? We're going to judge you on all the things that make you a good person, right? And it's not the color of your hair.
So I can't judge you on your short hair then?
No, you do because you're a judger. I'm getting my hair cut on Saturday, so don't judge it. I am a little bit. I'm getting it colored because it's gray. I'm salt and pepper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right?
Stop cutting your hair.
No, I can't stop.
You crazy woman.
Stop. I'm going to stop after this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
Right? I doubt it.
I doubt it. And that's up to me. If I want to have short hair, I can have short
hair. Fine, whatever.
It's like when you put it up in your dirty, messy bun.
I have it like up in a...
Dirty, like messy bun.
No, it's not a messy bun. It's not a bun.
Well, it looks the same thing. Whatever it is, it looks like the same thing that it used to look like.
Oh, my God.
A clump of hair on the top of your head.
You know what, guys? I don't need to go anywhere for critiquing. Lisa provides it 24/7 on a regular basis for me.
Right.
I don't need to feel bad about myself because Lisa just likes to remind me, Samantha, all the time.
You are the originator of who's a pretty girl. I've always called you a pretty girl. Oh, you're so pretty. Remember that? You're so pretty.
You know, and it's, you know, the funny thing is that my family now does that to me. And it's like, you understand that it's not a compliment, right? Like when Lisa does it, it's because she's like, how's your blue shirt? That's how we address each other.
Right.
I'm like,
those are fancy checkered pants, but they're called plaid and not checkered. Right. Right. You totally try to get your point across. Oh, we're horrible. We're really horrible
to each other. Yeah. We're horrible.
Really bad.
I remember picking you up and you're like, how's your green shirt?
How's your bright green shirt?
I'm like, seriously?
I'm like,
I worked all day in this shirt.
And how's it been working for you? If you can't do that with your best friend, who can you do that with?
No kidding, right?
Exactly.
But anyways, people, do whatever you want with your hair. God bless us now that we've walked into the 21st century.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Leaving people's appearances alone.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Just ask Lisa.
Doesn't matter. Nice, right? At least I get my hair cut.
Oh, that's rude.
Right?
That's rude.
Remember that long stretch when you didn't? You were in a funk?
At least I'm not obsessed with my hair and get it cut every 2 weeks.
True. At least I keep mine colored.
Oh, shit.
Boom, shakalaka.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
My hair is a color that, you know, can go longer without it. Yours, you get gray really quick and yeah. You notice that shit.
The funny thing is only you believe that story. You've completely convinced all the people that see it think, what the hell is she doing? But you've got yourself completely convinced. And that's fine. That's the beauty of you, Samantha. You own it. You live it.
I don't give a shit. That's the problem.
Right. I know. Right?
No, actually, you know what? That's not the problem. That's the beauty of it all.
Yeah. And then every now and then I have to give you a poke and go, okay, do you want to keep looking like this? Are you thinking about going gray?
I have never gone longer. That's the longest I went. Okay. Calm down. Mm-hmm.
I know. A year and a half was a long time.
No, I didn't go a year and a half.
It felt like forever.
It was like 3 months, maybe four.
What about with the whole messy bun? That was like years.
Oh,
you God. Loved it. And I know you loved it. And I felt bad.
Other people do messy buns
too. I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect.
Just you're jealous. You're jealous.
I would never go to all that
this
trouble.
This is jealousy.
I would never go to all that trouble.
Such short hair.
I would never go to all that trouble. I'd never go to all that trouble.
If only I could have a long enough hair to throw it into a messy bun.
All I want.
You got to poke fun of other people.
You got me. Every day, all I think is, all I want is to have long enough hair that I can just wear a clump of it on top of my head.
And all I think about when I look at you is like, you wish you had longer hair.
Yeah. And again,
but
right? You're wrong.
You're so obsessed with the cutting of your hair that you need to go get it done 2 to 3 weeks.
It's not every 2 to 3 weeks. It's 3 to 4. Thank you.
No, it's 2 to 3.
I know. I don't ever go at 2. I go at
yes,
3 to 4. No, I don't.
No, you don't. No,
yes. Yes, I do. Stop yes, it. I do.
You're obsessed. And that's the problem with you. You get obsessed about the weather when you're going on vacation. And you get obsessed about your hair because you got to make sure your hair looks good for your vacation.
Yes.
And that's probably why you're going to get it colored now. And then you're going to get freaked out because you can't get it cut before you go on your vacation.
Exactly.
Oh, but that's coming out soon. It is. So it is in the right time because it's a Saturday before you go away. Oh, my God. It's all aligning, the sun, the moon, the stars. It's all coming together now, folks.
And I cannot deny any of that.
Uh-huh. Right? Okay. So put a hat on your head and let's see what you look like.
All right. It looks like leather, whatever your phrase was.
It's hell-bent for leather and you look like a boy when you put your
I don't wear a – and I know I look like a boy and I don't wear my hat because I don't want to look like a boy. But yet I get peer pressured at the lake. Put on your hat. Put on your hat. And I'm like,
oh. Yes, because you burnt your head, you dumbass.
Yeah, I know. But I'd rather have a burnt head than look like a boy, dumbass. Okay. Remember, remember we're friends and we get along and it's a comedy podcast?
This is fun.
Friends, the podcast, we will do this for hours. If we don't stop it now, it will never stop.
It will never stop.
Caroline Johnson loves this, right? She'd be like, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Bring it on.
I just made some popcorn. I'm ready for this.
Yeah. Okay. But Facebook Tuesday, people showed me their true colors when it came to cereal. Hi.
Uh-huh. Right.
People. And by the way, I don't know if all of those cereals are my cereals, but we'll let that one slide, Lisa.
Yeah. I blamed you.
Okay. Thanks. But apparently everyone has a hate on for Special K.
Well, hi.
Nobody really loved the Fruit Loops either, which kind of broke my heart a little because those are one of my top five cereals.
And then I kept saying, even raw, right? Like, I get you don't want cereal with milk, but even raw.
And then we did, I guess Cinnamon Toast Crunch kind of hit the skids too, but it hurts when you eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Somebody said it's like shards of glass. Sandra Kahn, I think, said it's like shards of glass. Yeah. And then Nancy Winchester made a good point and she said, why wouldn't you just make toast? True. Because cinnamon sugar toast is better than the crunch.
Right?
Right.
And then I think people also didn't love a Rice Krispie. You know, the problem with Special K and Rice Krispies is that they don't come pre-flavored. You have to add so much sugar to it in order for it to make it any kind of
any good.
Decent. Yeah.
And really, and Rice Krispies, really, they should just go in a square.
They should
just go in a square. So we'll see. We'll see what we do. Again, friends of the podcast, if you want to join us on Facebook Tuesday, all you got to do is send us a message and you can play. You want us?
Your favorites also could get hacked to death.
Get hacked to death. You could spend all day defending why you love Captain Crunch and nobody else does, right?
Oh, you too could have all that fun.
That's all yours, just waiting. You just have to email me, and it's yours. In you go. That was fun. It's still fun though. It's still a good time.
Still a good time.
Yes, good times.
So here's some. You know how the actor strike is still going on, right?
Yes.
And the actors are on strike. Okay, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are most, and I guess there's some actors that aren't as successful, but a lot of actors have been fairly successful, have they not?
No, there's like over in the actors in the actors union, there's 126,000 people that make less than $26,000 a year.
Okay, then they're stupid, as an actor. Right? Then they're stupid.
No, but they can be in the union. All they're asking is for better rights and for like someone who worked. It was a fairly successful actress worked in a series, and she was told after working in this series for a few seasons, she was going to lose her health care because she hadn't lived up to the quota of how many hours or whatever. Mm. To keep her health care. So there are a lot of things that need to be improved in this union and the writers union too. And that's why they're both striking at the same time.
I feel the writers union is always on strike.
Mm-hmm. But they don't get their credit. And now the actors are afraid that the studios will start using AI to incorporate fake people into a picture and stuff.
General Hospital just hired a whole bunch of brand new, you want to be a writer? Come be a writer.
Really?
Yeah, for my soap opera. Hi, we'd like to keep the professional people, please.
Yeah, see.
Not that you want to be a writer people.
Yeah, why don't you just, I don't know, sit down at the table and see what they want?
I guess, right? But The Rock, I guess, apparently donated a ton of money to the actor strike to help, I guess, people make sure that they're meeting their needs and stuff like that.
Oh, that's really
sweet. Yeah, I didn't hear what the amount was, but they said it was a huge amount.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. And then I was just curious, do they need this? But you explained something I didn't know.
They do. They do need this. And I think, I hope that they can resolve this quickly because then it gets everybody back to work.
So the George Clooney's are really the minority.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Julia Roberts, the Tom Cruises.
Right.
So it's the upper echelon that they're not doing it for them. They're doing it for the people that are the extras and the one episode, actors who only get an episode in a series, that kind of thing.
Okay.
People that go from job to job.
Okay.
Those are the ones that need this.
Makes sense then.
And they get pennies. They get very little in residuals from the series that they do.
Wow. Hey, mm-hmm. You got to be on Cheers or you got to be on Seinfeld or Friends.
No, sometimes even that.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
I know. Weird. So, I know. The Rock, look at you go.
I know, right? Thought that was interesting.
Okay. All right. I shake my head at the studios who refuse to sit down and negotiate.
I shake my head at that too. It's time to end.
Shake my head at you.
Time to end this.
Yeah.
Right?
Stop.
Yeah.
But I do have a question.
Okay.
Do you have a drawer in your office desk, in your office desk where you stash goodies?
Okay. So I have a drawer, but I don't stash goodies because I always forget to buy the goodies. I want to stash goodies. I want to stash goodies in there. I want to be able to reach into the drawer and have a goodie, have a snack, have a chip, have a one finger of a Kit Kat. But I always forget to buy the goodies. So I just have an empty drawer.
Which is funny because you work in a gift shop.
Right, right where I sell the goodies, right? But I always forget to buy the goodies. Do you have a goodie drawer?
I do not. I have a goodie, bowl.
And what's in your goodie bowl?
Like candies and stuff.
Like just sitting out there in the open?
Yeah, like wrapped candies.
Oh, okay. I see. Like a light.
I'm not a monster. They're not unwrapped. They're not.
Just double check.
I'm not a monster. I'm not a monster.
Just clarifying. There might be somebody listening who's like, "Oh, what is that about?" I'm just clarifying for them. I'm helping you.
I even had Special K breakfast bars in there at one point.
Do you get company? Is that why?
No, they're for me.
Okay. Sounds like you're entertaining.
In case I get hungry.
That's funny. So I area of opportunity for me is to work on a goodie drawer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's good.
Sure. I am all for a goodie drawer. Like bring the goodie drawers. Totally. Oh, okay. But we go from something so exciting like a goodie drawer to I got some decisions to make in the Gibson household. right?
And why?
Because we're having some struggles with fake cat Maggie, right? She's a senior cat, and she is not doing listen, right? And she's we've had her for like 10 plus years.
Yes.
Times, probably 15, actually, if we're honest, being honest here.
Yeah.
And times that by cat years, right? So she's a senior cat. And I don't know, she won't let me look in her mouth to see how her teeth are doing anymore, right? So I don't know if she's getting gingivitis. I don't know. She's not moving very much. She's not dashing for the door.
Yes, because she dashed. Right? Fakely before, right?
Yeah, like, fakely she did. But now she's just sitting always in one place. I don't know what to do. We don't know what to do with
All right.
We don't know how to get her going, like bought her a new little toy, nothing. Didn't care. Didn't even care. Ball with a bell. Didn't even care.
Okay. But maybe you need to buy her like a friend.
Like another cat?
Maybe you need a new cat, a new newborn fake cat.
Oh, I never thought
to come
about
into
that.
The mix.
I feel that she lost her spirit when we took her Santa hat off when we put away the Christmas decorations. Felt she was a little peppier at Christmas, and then not so much now. Right? We took her hat off, and I think
I need to question something here. Let's stop this conversation for just a moment. Do you and your husband sit there and discuss a stuffed cat? Because she is fake and has been fake. She's not an actual, like, fully formed cat that's been stuffed. Like, it's not a taxidermied cat.
No.
This is just a cloth cat that stands that happens to be tall.
Right. And orange. Right? She's tabby.
Yeah.
Tabby cat.
A tabby. Mm-hmm. But, like, you don't sit there and discuss that with him, do you? Like, do you actually both of you have these weird discussions about your non-existent cat?
If I can speak on behalf of the Gibsons, we're going to plead the fifth on this one. We're going to plead the fifth. We don't have great discussions, no. But we have concerns. Like we still haven't figured out who we will her to when we go. She's going to outlive us, right? We think.
Yes, because she's fake.
We're just, well, it depends, right? Because now she's in a senior's dilemma. So it's hard to say.
Well,
right?
You know what? I don't have anything for you because I'm not talking about a cat that has never breathed before or eaten or shit for that matter.
But you know, I know she's I'm low just maintenance, not. Super low maintenance.
Yes, because she's not real.
Costs us nothing.
Yes.
Gets along with others, plays well with others. But her play is gone. Her play is gone.
Her play is gone.
Right? Her play is gone. I'm just saying.
Maybe you need to put her out. Maybe you need to put her outside with the pigeons.
I don't know, right? She used to like to sit on the coffee table and look out the window. Not so much now. She's just really comfortable where she is.
Okay. Well, maybe that's just what happens when you're a senior fake cat.
Right? Like, I've never had a senior cat before, so. I guess there's changes to be expected.
Let's just make sure that you, whenever you say senior cat, that there's always fake in there. Like a senior fake cat.
For fake. Because
otherwise.
Fake cat Maggie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise when people meet you, they're going to think you have a real cat.
But
Lisa,
to us,
you do not.
But to us, she's very.
She's not.
But to us.
No, she's not.
But to us.
Nope. Right? No. Nope.
Like to us.
Nope. I'm not buying into that shit. I have had a cat, so no, I'm not buying into your weird shit.
Right, but to us,
sorry,
she is very near and dear to us.
And we're moving on.
Okay, and we're going to will her to you. You're going to get fake cat Maggie, and you're going to get the Korean doll too.
No, I do not want the Korean doll. Yep.
The voodoo
that thing
Korean
is too
doll.
Freaky.
She's wrapped in saran wrap right now. She can't hurt anybody.
I'm going to give it to your sister. I'm going to give it to your sister.
That's funny. Nope. Nobody wants her.
No, thank you.
Nope. Nobody wants her. Nobody wants the Korean doll.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Let's move on, shall we?
We should. Okay. So we spoke briefly about weird sayings, right? Hell bent for leather.
Yep.
But What about funny phrases like cruising for a bruising and knickers in a knot?
Cruising for a bruising. That I feel like that just took me back to my Gen X days.
You kids are cruising for a bruising.
Right? I think it was like people's way of threatening you without it sounding horrible.
Right?
Right. I'll give you like shut up or I'll, you know, what was that phrase? Shut up or I'll give you something to cry about. What is that? Stop your crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
Something to cry about.
Right? Like that's again, really bad.
A little bit threatening.
Right? Just don't. Right? Just don't.
Yeah. I like don't get your knickers in a knot.
I know, right?
Your gitch in a twist.
I don't like gitch, but I like the knickers.
Do you know that people don't know what gitch is outside of Saskatchewan?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
People don't know that.
That's weird. It's panties.
No, but it's gitch. How's you pull up your gitch?
Pull up your gitch. It's kind of weird.
Don't get your gitch in a twist.
No, exactly, right? It's kind of weird. There's just too many. There's so many weird sayings. Okay, but here's something too. On the Kelly Clarkson show, I think it was, Martha Stewart was on there. And they were debating whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich.
Oh my God, we already talked about this.
I know, but it came back up, right? And we are a relatable podcast. So if it's back in the news, if it's out there, we're going to talk about it. So, but my question, Samantha, why are some things that are on buns considered a sandwich?
It's because the hot dog bun's in a hot dog. A hot dog's in a hot dog bun. And a normal bun is just round or like sometimes it's square.
Okay, so if I get...
But a hot dog bun is long. Oh, but then there's like...
Subs.
Then there's a sub. Yeah. Right.
And okay, so let's say... Let's go in the vein of that. So let's say I buy a round bun, like a little tray bun, right? Like something like that, like a dinner bun. And I put assorted meats on it. Is it a sub? Is it all of a sudden a sub?
No, it's a sandwich.
Right, because even though it's on a bun, but it's not on a sub bun.
No, but it's a sandwich.
But it's a sandwich.
Yeah, here, have a bun.
Have a bun. I like my sandwiches as a bun. Best prepared by a bun.
I know. Right? I know. Picky pants.
Yeah, that's how I prefer. So I agree. I don't think the hot dog is a sandwich, but you could put meat on that bun and then are you having a mini sub?
Technically, probably.
Is the hot dog bun similar to a sub bun?
But is it because we designated it a hot dog bun and we think it's only for hot dogs?
Maybe, right? We've pigeonholed it.
Right? And then there's hamburger buns.
Which is just a round bun.
Technically speaking, it's a normal bun.
It's a dinner bun. Right? It's a dinner bun.
Called something else because then people buy it for their hamburgers.
Right. As opposed to just buying buns and putting your burgers on a bun.
Right.
Would you ever put your burger on a bread?
I've done it before when I haven't had a bun.
Not me.
But it's not very good because it doesn't like because the bun has a
it's thicker.
A thickness to it and the bread has nothing like that.
Squishy.
So
it's squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squishy and it gets gross and then
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. So we're in sync. Hot dog is not a bun.
Or is hot dog is not a bun.
Sandwich. It's not a sandwich.
No, it's not a sandwich.
It's just a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I read this article and I know that you know somebody from America.
I do.
And here's the thing, friends of the podcast. I'm not trying to offend anybody, so don't at me. This is not from me. This is just what I read. Phrases that make you think of America. This is what they said. Tell me if these are true. And American friends, let us know if these are true. Peanut butter and jelly. Totally.
Because we say peanut butter and jam.
We say peanut butter and jam, right? We wouldn't even know what is jelly. We wouldn't even know what jelly is.
We would be like, is it different than jam?
Is it different than jam, right? Soda.
We call it pop.
We call it pop. Do they call it soda? I feel they do.
I feel like they do.
Here's an interesting one. Wearing shoes in the house. This article claims that Americans walk in and keep their shoes on.
Oh.
We don't. We take our shoes off. Shoes come off.
We do.
Off at the door. Off come your shoes, right? We don't go any further, right? So Americans, I need to know, do you take your shoes off at the door? Or do you keep them on and just wander through your house in your dirty old shoes? curious about
that's
that.
That's weird.
And they say that Americans are loud talkers.
Oh.
I feel that there's one loud talker American that I know. He sometimes goes by the hashtag, hey, babe. I feel sometimes he's loud. He's got a loud voice. Right? He's got a loud, booming voice.
Yes, he does.
Right? So I'm just saying, I'm a loud talker too, but I'm just saying, is that an American trait?
I think it's a trait of anybody, actually.
Just kind of curious.
Of any country.
Yeah. Just kind of curious about that. Is there anything else you can think of that makes you think of American? A phrase or?
No.
Y'all.
Well, I mean, y'all.
Yeah. Canadians don't say y'all.
No, we say A.
You say A. Yeah. I don't know which one's better. Which one sounds classier, y'all or A? Neither.
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 I mean, y'all sounds better.
Sounds better than A.
Friendlier.
I think A never sounds good. Right? I think A never sounds that good.
What you doing, eh?
What you doing, eh?
Yeah. What you about, eh?
Yeah. And I just think A never sounds good. I think y'all kind of, I think the right person can work y'all in.
Probably.
Make it work, right? That's kind of.
Okay. But somebody somewhere, and it must have been in the States, thought of the brilliant idea of putting butter chicken into the Burger King chicken sandwich.
Okay. I need to tell you about this. Okay. So we are Blue Jays fans, right? And we watch all the games. I could have like pulled my fingernails out on Sunday. Oh my goodness. So many commercials. BK butter chicken, BK now has butter chicken, right? BK, have it your way.
It's your
way, right? butter chicken, BK now has butter chicken. I was like, oh my God, it needs to stop. I'm going to lose my shit.
Yes.
I don't even want to try it. They could say it's the best tasting thing in the world. Guess what? I'm not trying it just out of spite. Ever. But why would somebody put butter chicken? Why would we have a butter chicken sandwich?
I don't know.
Have you seen the commercial?
Yes, I have. And I don't
raw
understand
raw white onions on the top of it. Those onions hurt to eat.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's not, I don't know. I like butter chicken. I really enjoy it. Right. And when you get a good one, it's so tasty. Yeah. But it's not, it's like pieces of chicken in a sauce with rice.
Right.
Not on a bun with deep fried chicken, we're hoping.
And onions.
That's not, that's not the dish. That's not the dish.
And then you got the crappy jingle. Like, you are not batting 1,000.
Dear BK, butter chicken.
DK now has butter chicken. Have it your way. Your way. Oh, right? We can't do it. I can't do it.
No, I just, that's wrong.
Yeah, it's not right. Yeah, don't make that shit. Right? Don't make that shit. Here's something funny. How do you feel about a job fair that advertises we're looking for help and you need no experience?
Oh, it's a free for all.
Right? It's a little bit crazy, isn't it?
I'd be curious to know who would show up.
I've seen like lots of ads that pop up that say that, right? Just bring your resume, no experience necessary. I would think that it would have to bring out everybody from all walks.
Yeah, well, because they're probably curious as to what the experience or the job might actually be.
But if you offer a job interview with no experience necessary, then I think you need to be a good company that is prepared to really take that on, right?
I think people who I would hope so.
Right. Because
like, you're going to like it's working from the ground up, people.
Right. It's like working.
It's a lot of training.
A lot of training. Right. And I would hope that you're not just doing that to just draw a lot of attention. That you would treat these people with great respect and give them a good interview and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Right? Because how do you decide who your best candidate is for your job that no experience is necessary? What are the qualifications for that? What's your checklist?
Good attitude.
Breathing. Right? Good. Still breathing. Check.
Dresses properly,
right? Good personal hygiene.
Yeah, can smell.
I think that would be my number one, right? Doesn't smell. Right? Good personal hygiene. I think that would be my main criteria.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for, Samantha.
I don't know. I think that would be fun. I bet you the questions are very psychologically motivated.
Because they have to be.
You kind of need to know if you're getting somebody who's going to work really hard or if someone who's just going to be like, hey, you're hiring me. Good luck.
Yeah. And what happens if they include the wage?
Oh.
That makes it even a bigger shit show, right?
Right. Because what if it's like, you can make $20 and there's no experience necessary?
Pencil me in. I'm your perfect candidate. I have no experience. What do you bring to the table? Nothing. I have no experience. I bring you nothing.
I bring a smile and a great attitude.
Apparently, I should be asking you, what do you bring me? Right? Because I have no experience. You already know what I'm coming with. Nothing.
Well, I mean, maybe you could ask them, like, what do you expect?
Yes, right? What do you hope to get out of this job? Experience.
Yeah, what do you expect out of the experience?
Yeah, right? Some experience, I would hope, would be what you're looking for.
But it would be fun.
It would be fun, Samantha. It'd be fun to be part of that.
Yeah, I'd like to interview those people. Right? They'd be fun.
I think it would be a good time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned during an episode. You can also help Lisa out with Facebook Tuesday. And if you're, you know, brave and all that jazz, you too could have a list of all your faves up there and people will crucify you and make you cry.
No, they're going to love you, but crucify you still.
Yeah, and make you cry. But you guys know we have all the socials, right? This is how you get us out there into the world. You tell other people about us, but you also participate in our socials. So we've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. All you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, there we is. And we have something fun to announce. Lisa and I are on YouTube, and you can actually see us when we record the episode. So
how crazy is that?
Yeah, you can get the audio version of the podcast, but now on the playlist of I Shake My Head, you can see our latest episode, Dirty Cake Money. You can see us during the recording.
That's kind of
It's fun, not eh? Pretty. Be warned, a little bit. We didn't take out all not the coughing
perfect.
And stuff.
Not perfect.
But you get to see what we look like when we record. Yeah.
And how much fun we have when we record.
Yeah, right? And how much fun we have. So.
And how do they find us? They can just go to YouTube and Google I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
All they have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and we are all right there.
Yeah.
Go to our page and you can see there's a playlist. You go to the playlist. That's where the live recording of Dirty Cake Money is.
Cool.
Okay. And if you would like to contribute to the I Shake My Head podcast for as little as $2 a month, you get an episode early and an extra episode every month through Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And also we have some swag, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We've got t-shirts. We've got bags. We've got cups.
We got water bottles.
We got a water bottle.
We got a shower curtain.
Don't do that. That's
we got pants. We got pants.
Well, Caroline did pants.
Pants are weirder. Pants are weirder than a shower curtain.
Yeah, I think so. I would just like to thank John Domingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting. And he has also helped us with editing the audio video for our podcast. So that's how we even got it onto YouTube.
Yeah, he's Mr. YouTube. John.
Yeah, he took it on for us and did the editing and did all of the little promotion pieces in there. So.
Yeah, which we really appreciate because we really want people have been asking to see us, so we're gonna let you see us.
It's all because of him.
All because of him. Thanks, babe.
Don't.
Oh my goodness. So Samantha, we're at the end. We are at the end. Friends of the podcast, we want to say thank you for listening and we want your feedback, like Samantha's just said. And don't be afraid to reach out. And don't be afraid. You know what we're looking for? Some reviews on Apple Podcasts, because that's apparently what people are asking for nowadays. So we want to be like the cool kids. Can we get some reviews too, please? So if you like what you hear, go and there's a place somewhere you can leave a review. And then we'll mention it and we'll mention it on the podcast.
Right? For sure we will. And also just, you know, get us out there to the rest of your buddies and let people know what we're all about. And we're just a bunch of crazy Canadians and we get on the mic every week and
we're just trying to make your life a little less stressful.
Talk about stuff.
That's all we want to do. That's all we want to do. And you heard it right here. You heard us fight. We fight like real friends do.
We do, but it's fun.
But it's all in good time. Good times. Yeah, always fun.
All right.
All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
I'm better. All right. Always a pleasure, Samantha.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.